then answered him, discreet Telemachus. Antinous, against her will I cannot drive from home the one who bore and reared me. My father is far away, living or dead, and hard it were to pay the heavy charges to Icarius, which I needs must, if of my will alone I send my mother forth. For from her father's hand I shall meet ills, and heaven will send me more, when my mother calls upon the dread avengers as she forsakes the house. Blame, too, will fall upon me from mankind. Therefore, that word I never will pronounce. And if your hearts chafe at your footing here, then quit my halls. Try other tables, and eat what is your own, changing from house to house. Or if it seems to you more profitable and pleasant to spoil the substance of a single man without amends, go wasting on. But I will call upon the gods that live forever, and pray that Zeus may grant me requital for your deeds. Then, beyond all amends, here in this house you shall yourselves be spoiled. So spoke Telemachus, and answering him, far-seeing Zeus sent forth a pair of eagles flying from a mountain peak on high. These for a time moved on along the wind, close by each other and with outstretched wings. But as they reached the middle of the many-voiced assembly, wheeling about, they briskly flapped their wings, glared at the heads of all, and death was in their eyes. Then with their claws tearing each other's cheek and neck, they darted to the right across the town and houses. Men marveled at the birds as they beheld, and pondered in their hearts what they might mean. And to the rest spoke old Lord Halitherses, the son of Master, for he surpassed all people of his time in understanding birds and telling words of fate. He with good will addressed them thus, and said, "Hearken now, men of Ithaca, to what I say, and to the suitors especially I speak, declaring how there rolls on them a mighty wave of woe. Odysseus will not long be parted from his friends, and even now is near, sowing the seeds of death and doom for all men here. Aye, and on many others too shall sorrow fall who dwell in far-seen Ithaca. But long ere that, let us consider how to check these men, or rather let them check themselves at once their wiser way. And not as inexpert, I prophesy, but with sure knowledge. For this I say, all that comes true which I declared the day the Argive host took ship for Ilius, and with them also wise Odysseus went. I said that after suffering much and losing all his men, unknown to all, in the 20th year he should come home. And now it all comes true.